Hi, this is Chris Evans recording a Storage Unpacked podcast. This week I'm in lovely San Diego and I've got with me John McGee. Hi, John.
Hi, Chris.
So we're at Hitachi Vantara's next event, I guess is the name of it nowadays, isn't
right.
it? And we're sitting outside, so it's a little bit windy, so hopefully that won't come across too much on the conversation. But John, why don't you just introduce yourself and tell everybody who's listening who you are, and then we can decide what we're going to talk about.
Yeah, sure. So I lead portfolio marketing for Hitachi Vantara, so that includes all of our products across our portfolio, as well as the new services offerings that we're bringing to market.
Okay, great. So first of all, this is like your annual conference, if you like, where customers can come and understand what the company's up to. Yep. But it's been 12 months since you actually rebranded. Now, from my perspective, I looked at it and thought, Vantara doesn't really mean anything, whereas Hitachi Data Systems sort of meant something and, you know, sort of had a little bit of, an awareness in the market because of that. So when the company merged all the different business units together, what was the intention and how's that worked out over the last 12 months?
Yeah, well, you're right. We're 12 months into this journey as Hitachi Vantara when HDS, Hitachi Data Systems, consolidated with other Hitachi companies that had been operating separately, including Pentaho, which is an open source data analytics and integration tool set, as well as the Hitachi Insight Group had incubated our IoT platform, Lumada. And so we brought those three together and also accelerated a lot of the investment that we're making in these areas. And I would say there were three big reasons. One is we're seeing a lot of changes in our customer base and what they're trying to do in terms of how they manage their data. So we are still laser focused on our core storage foundation, okay, on our converged and hyper-converged infrastructure, really that core data infrastructure to help customers manage their data, get the best return on that data in terms of their investments for protecting it, managing it, storing it. So that is still a key foundation. So Hitachi Data Systems is still the core of what we're doing in terms of the portfolio. But what we also saw was that customers are trying to deal with more complex data problems. So when you think about things like multi-cloud, hybrid cloud, now edge computing coming into the mix,
yeah,
the infrastructure is more distributed than ever before. It's
Absolutely.
Spread all
yeah,
over.
Definitely.
And that means your data is more distributed than ever before. So there's a lot of new things that customers need to be able to do in terms of how they're going to manage in this much more distributed digital infrastructure environment. So we're moving up into more new services. So data services, and we're very bullish on object storage. So this idea of classification, enrichment of the data, so you can understand that you've got data on-prem, but you're also doing backups to a public cloud, keeping track of that with a contextual semantic layer that we can provide there, enables a lot of new ways of dealing with that information. So that's one example of many. And the other area is around analytics. So, you know, everybody is racing toward this future where every application is an analytic app, chatbots are driving customer interactions, the machine learning models are being refreshed. That's a huge data beast that needs to be fed with more data than ever before. So the data pipeline piece is a big part of our strategy.
Right. So obviously there's all the existing products still sit within the portfolio that people are already used, that they're used to, and nothing's happening in terms of slowing down development on any of that technology. That's all still running just as it did before.
That's correct. It's all additive from our perspective. It's additional investment for more data services, and I would put IoT in that category. I think there's IoT is still emerging. I think there's a lot of hype around it, but we think there's tremendous value and opportunity there. But our approach starts with the data. So for us, IoT is a data management challenge at the end of the day. It's new sources of data, new types of data, but all of the existing data management infrastructure and challenges and opportunities still apply in that world.
So last year, you pretty much talked all about IoT from memory, and IoT was probably the lead on all the conversations.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem to be as much of a lead this year as it was last year?
No, I think...
A misunderstanding?
No, that's fair. I mean, the company was announcing an additional direction, an additional part of our portfolio, and, you know, we clearly wanted to put our flag in the ground because we truly believe that we are the only company that brings together OT, operations technology, and IT to the extent that Hitachi can. So when I say OT, we manufacture equipment, we run manufacturing plants, we make robotic systems, we make industrial control automation systems. And when you bring that together with our IT capabilities and our data management and our analytics capabilities, we think we've got a real opportunity. So we wanted to tell the market that. But I do think, you're right, Chris, I think people misconstrued and said, does that mean they're not going to be delivering these great Hitachi storage arrays anymore?
Exactly.
Not at all. That's foundational for us. It all starts with the data. We're a data company. So this is moving in, helping our customers manage more of the different types of data that they have, including IoT data streams.
And how's that changed the conversation with the customer? So, I mean, I used to be a customer, so let me just, not me personally, I didn't spend my money buying the equipment. I work for companies that bought the storage arrays.
Yeah.
From that perspective, I would have seen you come in to talk to me about purely the hardware, the technology.
Yeah.
But clearly now that conversation is different because you've got all of these different offerings that potentially now mean that the story is a different story. So are you coming in talking to different groups? Are you taking a different approach in that engagement? You know, how should people come and look at you as a company and think, I'll go and talk to Hitachi or Vantara because of this particular problem I've got?
Yeah, well, look, we'd still be more than happy to come in and have that hardcore storage conversation with a storage buyer who cares about that domain. But, you know, it's not just us. Our customers are now looking top down and saying, what's our strategy for Mode 2 applications for big data? And how are we going to be leveraging our own on-prem cloud model for those kinds of analytic applications? Or are we going to take advantage of Azure or AWS or Google Cloud or some of these other options that are out there? So we can come in and have those conversations too, and we can talk about the data integration, we can talk about building the data lake, we can talk about Hadoop strategies, your analytics strategies, your data science strategy.
Yeah.
So it's really, you know, it's an evolution, I think, of our industry that people are moving up from the speeds and feeds and the lower level to saying what's the outcomes we're trying to achieve. And different people are driving those discussions. It could be a chief data officer, it could be a chief digital officer, it could be the CIO.
Yeah.
So there are opportunities to think more broadly and bring these data problems into one conversation.
So one thing that in conversation with a few people today seems to have been something that I've missed and has passed me by,
yeah,
and that's the whole managed services side of things.
Yeah,
and that seems to be something that the company is putting a lot more investment in and people.
Yeah, you're right. And again, it's really the evolution of what customers are asking for. So, you know, everyone's seen the impact of the subscription model and different consumption models that cloud has wrought.
Yeah.
And we've certainly, you know, we'll deliver our core infrastructure in a traditional OPEX way. We'll do it, in a traditional CAPEX way. We'll do it in an on-prem OPEX way. And now increasingly we're bringing out new solutions for helping customers manage their data center. We have a smart data center solution that essentially takes advantage of our technologies to build a data lake for you about everything from optimizing cooling and power consumption to data tiering and placement, and we'll do that in a distributed way, and that can be an on-prem or remotely managed service. So yeah, we're evolving new container-based Hitachi Enterprise Cloud service for managing these kinds of container-based DevOps and other scenarios. So that's just another consumption model in response to what customers want to have the flexibility to choose how they want to consume the technology and the features.
And that for me, it seems like quite a radical step away from what Hitachi Data Systems originally was. And I know that you did have some managed service customers, because in the last sort of, let's say, 5 to 10 years that I've been talking to you as a company in this sort of sense, rather not as a customer. I know that you've talked about different customers you've had that have done that.
Yeah, we've done storage as a service for a long time.
Yeah,
I think,
exactly.
You know, if you think about hyper-converged infrastructure, it's kind of saying, okay, it's not just about the storage, it's about the workloads, the VMs, and the containers. And so from a services perspective, same thing. We're starting to go up that stack and help customers with the bigger, broader problems now.
Right. So in terms of what you're trying to, I was going to use the word promote, that doesn't sound good, does it? But what is the message of this year's event? I mean, what is it you're trying to say, you know, what should people be looking at if they're coming to the event as a customer?
Yeah, so the theme here is around data innovation.
And theme's the right word, probably. That's the actual word.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. And you know, if you think about everything we do as IT professionals, as folks who work in that industry, at the end of the day, it's about what's the value of the data that the business is deriving. And so it's really about how are we linking what happens at the storage level to what happens at the data services layer and the classification and metadata and enrichment we can do there to what happens at the activation and analytics layer and ultimately the outcome. And yeah. So we're going to talk about that as a stairway to value, if you will, that builds.
Right.
And I think a lot of CIOs are starting to think that way too, or you know, many have for many years, but it really starting to think strategically about where do we want to place investments in that portfolio, because at the end of the day, the businesses are moving faster and faster, the lines of business are getting more and more demanding, they all have new data requirements, and there's still a lot of silos of information out there, a lot of silos of data, a lot of challenges in integration and analytics. So there's a lot of opportunity, we think, to work with customers on solving these higher order problems. But it all starts with that solid foundation of the storage, and we're completely 100%
yeah.
committed to
yeah,
that,
absolutely,
that
yeah.
area.
I think we're clear on that one, that's which is great. Just before we wrap up then, I think, you know, one of the things that I think is an area to explore, possibly not for us to talk about in detail here, and that's to understand really whether IoT has really got to a level where it's really being adopted by businesses on a, you know, on a wider scale than just the one or two sort of anecdotal stories that we hear.
Yeah.
And it'd be interesting to hear your opinion about what you're seeing in the market, but also to see what has come from Hitachi itself as a direction. Because I know that originally there was a lot of talk about things like the smart cities initiatives and things like that. So.
Yep.
What you feel about where we really genuinely are with IoT?
So we are genuinely, pragmatically speaking, still in the early stages. But we have hundreds of customers that are doing IoT projects. We are still very engaged in smart cities initiatives. We talk about smart spaces now as a kind of more pragmatic way to solve problems in different areas of, you know, hospital patient waiting rooms, train stations, all these different areas where you can bring video and sensor data and other things to bear. But I think, you know, from a technology perspective, our strategy is we look at IoT not as this new off to the side kind of category of new products, but really an architectural disruption.
Yeah.
Think about IoT, it's rippling through every part of the IT stack, from chips to networks to routers to application development tools. So for us and our strategy around our Lumada IoT capabilities is really to bring IoT data, edge computing, edge storage, edge data management, but at the end of the day, you want to be able to correlate machine factory floor data with SAP supply chain data or customer data with manufacturing quality data. So
yeah.
Value comes from correlation of the data. So CIOs don't want a separate silo for their IoT data and applications infrastructure. We think it's got to be part of the fabric of what you're doing already. So that's our technology strategy, is really to extend what we do out to the edge, if you will.
Okay, that's great. Well, thanks for taking the time to talk to me.
Yeah.
And look forward to, I guess, catching up this evening. I think there's a couple of events going on.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the weather apparently has not been quite as good as it could
have been. It's not up to San Diego standards, but it's still all right.
Better than it is from where I come from, put it that way. Normally we're used to being pretty bad, but it's not been too bad recently. But this is this is nice. It's still nice. You can't really complain.
Yeah.
Looking at the boats going across the
bay. That's right, looking out of the bay.
Absolutely. Okay.
All right. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.